Ah, they say Dublin's a dangerous place to go eating and drinking, and occasionally they're proven correct, yeah.
He's in the Daniel Day-Lewis of coming up with excuses.
When I commit.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Ziba going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line! Try from Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello, folks. You're very welcome along to the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to talk about a lacklustre Munster performance and a huge game with Northampton coming up this weekend. It's a pleasure, as always, guys, to see. How are you? How was your Easter?
Whitty, you can go first. Mine was all right, so let's hear. He's far more interesting to me. He has a great old life at the weekend, Quinny does.
I do not. I was busy. I did the Leinster game, Leinster Bulls game Friday night. I brought a bit of heat on myself for saying curtly, Aaron said, could have dived along the ground and avoided the contact with Luke McGrath. Yeah. So I have to probably hold my hands up for that one. I wasn't... Curtly Aronson isn't obliged to slide along the ground, score the try and avoid the contact. But I think he still could have if he wanted. That was the point I was making. But a lot of debate about the card as well. Was it should have been red? I think yellow was the right decision. But anyway, I brought a bit of heat on with that. Leinster were excellent in the second half against a very strong Bulls side as well. Mm. Yeah, the Munster game Saturday night, it did that. And frustrating, I think. Frustrating for them as players, frustrating for people watching as well. So the hope from everyone is that they can find a bit of a spark for what would be a big challenge against Northampton. But I suppose if you're taking the positives, look, they've won the last four games in the league. They beat Scarlets, Zebra, Ospreys and Cardiff. They got 19 points out of a possible 20. I think obviously you would have hoped for four tries in Thomond Park on Saturday night against Cardiff, who were a very good side. But it's still four good wins in the bounce, but they know, everyone knows watching that it needs to be a lot better for next week.
It certainly does. And the big question, lads, before we move on, how many Easter eggs did you both eat over the weekend?
I was very good until about 10 o'clock last night, and then I went absolutely crazy. I won't tell you how many, but let's just say I lived up to my position on the pitch when I played as a front rower.
Quinny, did you treat yourself?
I did. No, I didn't have any. I'm not a chocolate fan at all.
Controversial.
I would eat. It's not that I wouldn't. Yeah, no, I didn't have any. Well, sounds boring, but anyway.
I made up for you, Quinny. It's grand. We'll balance this out. All right, we'll look back on Munster's clash with Cardiff, and we'll talk about the highs and the lows and what Munster have to do to face Northampton first. Though, plenty of comments coming in about that performance, Fiona Hayes.
Yeah, there was. I first of all have to draw attention to Niamh Barron-Marks, who had said that she's going over next weekend with her flag, and it's Peter Romani flag, and it says your ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower, so I'm hoping that that's the case as well next Sunday. Lisa Ryan said very scrappy win, far too many unforced errors, not protecting the ball in contact, however still against Northampton we need a fully healthy and switched on team, ideally Simon back and stop giving away the ball easily. John Mulcahy said he's a Leinster fan but happy to cheer Munster on. A huge game for Crowley. That try decided it for me. He's the real deal. Munster needed it. He took charge and got it. A little obstruction on the line. Maybe plenty of talent to be excited about, but they need to fire together. Ivan O'Riordan, good start essential. RG will make a huge difference. No reason why they can't raise the level and have an extra week in South Africa. Crowley's try was magical. Sporty Rice, I think it was a game that Munster as a group knew they would win and they went and done that. Rugby is such an emotionally driven sport and it must have been tough for them as a group to be highly motivated to perform at 100% against a lacking Cardiff team. John Carroll, this is interesting. We have a serious power problem in our pack, which will be exposed by the bigger games. There seemed to be a real lack of intent and aggression in the team the other night. Only JC, Jack Crowley, showed a desire to take the game to them. Is everything rosy in the dressing room? Question mark. Yeah, so Quinny, anything on the power game there? What you reckon against the big games?
Well,
Northampton?
If you're missing, you're missing Snyman, Adogbo, Klein. It is a massive difference. Ollie Yeager, Dermot Barron, Dave Kilcoyne, six, seven forwards there. That makes a huge difference. People coming off the bench as well, being able to bring that strength off the bench and stuff like that. And it is an issue, I think. You know, we don't have big ball carrying forwards. We don't have enough of ball carrying forwards as well. So our maul has been a problem all season, getting it moving forward and defending mauls again. They conceded another try from a maul the other night. That's very relevant. I think one of the tweeters there mentioned an average Cardiff side. It wasn't. It was a good, very good Cardiff side. Mm-hmm. This is the 10 or 11 internationals. They're not the Cardiff of old. Welsh rugby is struggling for sure, but there was a lot of players here who played in the recent Six Nations. Wales didn't have a good Six Nations, but there's good players there and they caused Munster a lot of problems. But Munster were the architects of their own downfall, in fairness. The common consensus is Munster needs to be a lot better, and it was quite a frustrating watch.
Yeah, look, and look, thanks to everyone for the tweets. Obviously, we can't read out. The last one comes from the biggest Munster fan I think there is, a man by the name of Hugh Cahill, who was on RT, who suggested to your question, Quinny, what do Munster need? A few Leinster players was his answer. I thought there'd be a bit more bite on that on Twitter, but what you make of that?
He might be right. Who knows? they certainly have plenty of players that could play in other provinces for sure. It was tongue-in-cheek one from you. And I know he's a Munster fan. He likes Munster, to be fair.
He's always Leinster. Giving out.
Maybe it'll happen. Who knows? A few of them will move around next year again. It's not going to solve their problems short-term.
No.
All right, let's dig into this game. And Fiona, why were Munster just so flat on Saturday?
Oh God, that's the question. I'd be in a high paying coaching job if I knew the answer to that. I know playing, and Quinny might agree with me or disagree with me, but sometimes I know there's been a couple of them this year. Sometimes errors are. It just keeps happening. And it was almost, especially in that first half, there was a couple of things going wrong. They were trying to offload when it wasn't on. They were trying to create something. Not anyone in particular, but I really was looking forward to Nankivell coming back into the back line. He probably didn't have his best game in a Munster jersey. He's normally really creative, and that wasn't happening for him. Couple of knock-ons, and just error kept creeping up. Then the next person would do it, ball knocked out of the hand. The decision-making probably wasn't the best as well, and they were trying to force it. So I felt like being a back in Thomond. It had been a while since we're back in Thomond, but they really wanted to put on, I suppose, what we could call an offensive attacking style of rugby, and the more they forced it just wasn't happening. But you have to take your hats off to Cardiff. It was brilliant stuff from them. I thought, if I really felt like, and I could be wrong in that, if that Casey pass for that break try by Cardiff, I suppose, if that had gone to hand and we got over the line, because there was numbers out there, probably not the best decision, as Byrne hadn't straightened up and he was too wide and he was on his own anyway, I think. So it was an unusual pass. I thought they would have kept it a little bit tighter, but I felt if Munster gotten over there that they might have kicked on it and got the bonus point. But that gave Cardiff a sniff then, and I think Munster probably struggled to deal with the power then Cardiff brought. Maul, pick and goes were really good, and it was almost went from a game they were cruising through in that second half in particular, maybe if they got that try, to real kind of pressure on them then. And obviously that beautiful moment of magic from Crowley.
It's strange, Quinny. I mean, like, your internationals are coming back. You've got European football to look forward to next week. So, I mean, like, is it a case that guys were having an eye on next week, or how does it work?
I think they forced it a little bit. Fiona used that word. I think we haven't kind of hit our straps in Thomond Park this year, and probably played better in Virgin Media Park. I think obviously it's not ideal and it's not perfect when you have players coming back and you make changes. But Munster weren't, you know, there wasn't wholesale changes right across the board. So it's a frustrating one. I think they looked like a team who were trying to get that perfect performance and went away from the basics at times. And there was a lot of lateral passing, and Cardiff defended quite well. They didn't commit a lot of bodies to the breakdown. Their identification was good. And I think we've seen that with Ireland, probably in the Six Nations, where, you know, Munster's game is they're ambitious. They hold back rowers out in the wings. Hodden was on one side, Tom O'Hearn on the other, and phase play. And they weren't really getting any sort of space or edges. I suppose John Hodnett's try was in the first half. There was a knock-on from Mike Haley. That was one that, you know, you felt could ignite Munster a little bit and get them to kick on a bit. But when you're playing against a team who are kind of fighting for their lives, they're under a lot of pressure financially, players, contracts, all that kind of stuff. They're trying to put themselves in the shop window. Loads of different reasons. And pride in their own jersey as well, mm-hmm. Cardiff. It was a very good Cardiff team on paper. They made it really difficult, but I thought Munster were a little bit naive at times and sloppy with the trying to offload passes out of tackles and so many turnovers, which just stops the momentum, and they could never really get into high multi-phase. And I thought at times, there was probably a period after half-time, which I'm sure they spoke about it, they were a little bit more direct, positive, and they created that bit of energy. And you know, the try from Ben Thomas, the intercepts, it changes the whole complexion of the game and makes it for a really nervy finish. You know, so look, unfortunately, you know, even for Cardiff's first try from Thomas Young from the Mall, comes from a turnover again from Munster, and they got a penalty to kick into the corner and they score. So I just think they're making little errors and mistakes, and maybe it's down to the fact that, you know, they were at home and that the hope was that they could get into their flow early and kick on and get a good positive result and score plenty of tries and stuff like that. So, I hope that, as I said, they're on the back of some very positive results for sure. They've won the last four games. It's a tricky period now for all the teams, whether you're in the Challenge Cup or European Cup. You know, Munster obviously away this week. If they were to get a result, they could be away in South Africa for in the next round of the Champions Cup. It's highly unlikely, and let's just call a spade a spade. It's totally against the odds that they go to Northampton and win. Then they've two games in South Africa, and they're going to be tricky. So they've got themselves into fourth in the league, which is great. They're in a really good position, and you know, you would hope going into a Champions Cup game at the weekend that it would be on the back of a decent performance, a kind of really positive one that you've played some really good rugby. So I just think it was stop-start the whole game. And sometimes it comes back to that we're lacking power, and it's come up a lot throughout the season. We don't have that dominance up front. We have a very good back line who defensive teams now can, you know, they're not biting down as much to the balls out, passes out the back. They're keeping plenty of width in their defence, and they're frustrating Munster. And then you kind of caught in, where's the plan B? So, you know, creating more ball carrying forwards and more power is a difficult one when you don't have the personnel to do that. Like, to be fair to the players, it's hard to critique. You can critique their effort level, their work rate, their desire. They're working their socks off, and it's quite frustrating for them. You just got to dig in at her. You've got to dig in there and keep going and hope that they can increase the intensity, because they're going to have to bring a lot of intensity on Sunday against Northampton, because I've played in Franklin's Garden. I know we'll talk about that a little bit more. And, you know, you could be, as they showed against Saracens the weekend, they're 17-0 up after 10 minutes. You know, Munster need to start well on Sunday. And so, you know, when you're on the back of a performance that you're probably frustrated with, you know, it'll give them a little bit of an edge this week. And Europe does bring out the best in Munster. But I would have loved to have seen that bit of continuity and flow in our game at the weekend. But it wasn't there. And I think going back to your question, a lot of it was forcing the passes and just overplaying at times.
Were there any, I suppose, positive moments that stood out for you, Fiona, and any positive performances?
Yeah, look, I said it earlier. I mean, that Jack Crowley try was absolutely superb. I know people were looking at the sub loose-headed thinking, but he made no, you know, attempt to make a tackle when Hadnett was standing there, and there's no way he would have caught Crowley. His footwork in that area. There was a lot of chat about Jack's kicking as well, I suppose, and I thought he nailed a couple of good kicks in pressure moments as well, you know, kicks that were key to the winning of the game. So it was great to see him. You know, last week Hadnett was back, but just this week I saw the real John Hadnett. I thought he was absolutely class. I think he, the most meters carried, he'd 69 meters. He beat four defenders. His footwork, his dominant tackles, even his work rate at the breakdown in securing ball. It's like each game he's growing and growing. And obviously just coming back last week to see him go in and put in that type of performance and some huge hits in there as well. So he's someone I thought was exceptional. But as I said, a couple of players had errors at key moments of the game as well, and they'd be frustrated with that. You know, there was just little things that were creeping into everyone's game. So as a kind of a unit, it wasn't the best performance, but those two players definitely, I thought, were up there in standout players.
And Joey Carberry, when he had a good 25-minute cameo, I mean, like, that's a good option, I suppose, to come off the bench.
It is, yeah. It's going to be very important. We spoke about that, how important Joey Carberry is going to be for Munster between now and the end of the season. I think that, he gets the pass back in field from Mike Haley and gets kind of dumped straight in his back and lose the ball. And then there's a penalty, and that's where the try comes from. So that was a difficult moment. But I like that his energy that he brought into the game. Crowley going to 12 obviously gives him that option that happened last year. Nankivell, for some strange reason, wasn't at his best. Made some errors, lost ball in contact, probably tried to over complicate it and take on a little bit too much at times himself. But look, I think there's certainly things they'll be able to look back at. And Joey Carberry is someone that's really important, and I think he will be important in the next few weeks for him. And so I was pleased for him. He had a good cameo, certainly, yes.
Certainly did. And Simon Zeebo returned from injury as well, Fiona, which is a good positive heading into European week.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, he's got that X factor. Obviously, a few niggles this season, but I mean, to go from being injured and then talk of whether he'd make an Irish squad in a couple of games shows what he brings on the pitch, shows that he has that X factor, that footwork. And, you know, it's those moments of magic that he can bring. And I hope in Franklin Gardens that this is the type of game where even if he's on the bench or he comes on, that we see that, because this Munster squad just have that ability to go defy the odds and go over and do it. And we've seen it last year, so you can never doubt them. But I certainly feel like Zeebo, when he's in form, is someone that can absolutely tear apart the defence. And it was great to see him get a couple of minutes under the belt as well. And we'll see how he goes next week as well.
Quinny, when you were playing and you were going into a European week on the back of a poor result, was it hard to shake that off going back into training? Or was it easy just to park it and move on?
I think you have to obviously analyse and look at where you can be better. I think most of the Munster's focus will be on Northampton. All of it will be on Northampton's strengths this week of where they're strong, powerful. Their scrum caused Munster a lot of problems in that game at Thomond Park in January. A lot of pressure into the line-out. I think the pace and speed of their breakdown early in the game, and that was shown for Alex Mitchell's try in that game at Thomond Park. Munster were kind of hanging on at times. Forced some turnovers with good pressure on the tacklers, particularly in ripping the ball out of ball carriers' hands. Munster did well, and they were really kind of... But they were hanging on a little bit early in that game. So I think they'll be very conscious of the opponent they're playing this weekend, who are in flying form. But I think if you're in that situation, you come up, and I often experience losing a league game, a poor league performance, and going out the following week, and the intensity, the tempo being totally different. Europe is different, and it always brings out the best in the team. As I played for, and in recent years, we've seen that with this current group, you know, they do perform a lot better in Europe. Can they sustain it over 80 minutes? Well, that's the challenge. I think they will have to bring their probably their best performance of the season to get a result. I know we look back at Toulon in January. That was a brilliant performance away to Toulon. They're going to have to bring something close, if not better than that, to get a result on Sunday.
Well, that is it for part one of this week's episode of The Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we talk about our star of the week and we look ahead to this week's massive clash with Northampton, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.